This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I am. We didn't get here this last week, so I got to play it this week, man. You guys killed me last week. On the way to Florida, I don't hear any music. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I am. There we go. Joining me today on today's show is the one and only B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO.
Why are we making your dreams come true?
I'm not making your dreams. You make your own dreams come true. You get your ass in the studio. You put out a product and get picked up. Get some sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, shout out to Attitude Broadcasting Company for always putting on a terrific show. And Wooter Apparel, W-O-O-T-E-R
Wooter, Apparel. Not Hooter.
Wooter Apparel. They Wooter design Apparel. Uniforms and jerseys. You go DM them. If you use Bobby 15, you get 15% off. Wooter Apparel.
If you use Bobby 15?
Use Bobby 15.
Can we not do Bobby 3?
Why you don't
Bobby 3?
You want you want 3% off instead of 15% off?
I'm just saying. I mean, yeah. No, but shout out to them. We'll give them a shout out. And of course, you know, Mr. Baltimore or O player over here himself, the styling, loving person from Baltimore. I mean, Syracuse, right? Mr. 315.
You should check out these kicks this man has on.
Save it for the shoe segment.
These things are insane.
What's going on?
There you go.
Still waking up a little bit. I literally just got
long night.
Bed. I work at night.
Oh, that's right. You got third shift, man.
Yeah.
You know, he on the corner. He had to check on his workers. They better have his money. Had to pull the Wayne Brady on somebody.
When all else fails, that probably will be my occupation.
Nah, man. Welcome to the show. Glad to be back with you guys. And, of course, we got Smoochie.
I like this song. Free Zeke Elliott, man.
Free Zeke.
Kyrie Freed.
I was getting ready to say, I know y'all were getting ready to love on that one.
We love that. Shout out, Kyrie. Way to go, man. Get out of there.
And our UFC expert is here for this week, Mr. Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there we go. Hey, that's better music.
Is that better this week?
Definitely better music this week.
Well, I had to make myself, I had to redeem myself after a couple weeks.
That was pretty bad, but very good. You've redeemed yourself fully. I'll take it. Hey, and how appropriate for Notorious B.I.G. and the Notorious Conor McGregor coming up this weekend. So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I did that on purpose. I did. I timed it just right.
The fight is tomorrow, right?
It's
Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and thank you. I want to give a shout out to ever who is going to pay for the fight because I will be watching off of Periscope off of your program.
Just so be prepared to switch to a lot of different feeds because once it starts getting too many live looks, they shut it down.
I hate those dummies that get on Periscope and start talking trash.
It's going to
be. Like, dude, stop.
It's the biggest sporting event ever, and you're going to watch it on Periscope.
Yes. Yes.
Unless you want to go to the movie theaters and pay $40.
Right. And here's why I'm
not. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings, man. Yeah. Go have some wings, their draft beer, whatever their draft
beer. At least you get to see the pay-per-view.
Or go to Fox and Hound. Fox and Hound. Shout out Fox and Hound. We'll be holding a live draft from Fox and Hound Sunday. Go there. Get on their drafts, man. Do your fantasy draft and watch the fight Saturday night. You'll have an awesome time.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
But, man, no, you know, part of the reason I'm not watching is because because of Floyd. I'm not supporting the guy. So he's got enough money, man.
He's a piece of crap as a human, but he's a brilliant businessman.
This is the only thing we've heard about since the beginning of the year.
What, the fight?
The fight.
Dude, football season, get ready to start. I'm okay. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it on somebody else's dime.
Come on, man.
I mean, seriously.
And folks, that is the American way.
Definitely the American
way.
You
know, if somebody else pays for it, okay. And I don't mind paying for it. I just don't want my money to go to Floyd. I mean, he's beat more women than he has actually boxers.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Good thing he doesn't play in the NFL because he would have been expelled out of the
league. Well, no, it depends what team you play for.
Or the Cowboys.
If he would be on the Cowboys, he would be suspended, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he probably got 16 games.
Floyd can't be suspended. His promotion runs the boxing. The whole thing.
That is very true. That is very true. Well, anyway, before we get too far into everything we're going to talk about in hot sauce, let's talk about hot sauce. But first, how was everybody's week? Everybody have a good week?
Hell yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, man. A lot of things. A lot of closure this week, man. A lot of closure this week.
And, of course, how's y'all show going?
Oh, it's dope, man. Shout out to B3 Exponent for coming in last week. Definitely blessing us with his presence.
Had a lot of fun on the show last week.
Y'all have to tell me when you do these top fives, because you did a top five Madden games.
That just came out.
How are y'all
blue.
Doing Madden? Do you know how many times I play Madden?
We know, but it just came out the blue,
I've been
Rob.
Playing Madden since 1990. The original. Dude. I get it every year.
You get the new one?
Yeah.
We're looking to do we're in the mix of doing Legion of Greatness Madden 64. It's going to be a big time 64 tournament, just like how they do in college basketball. Do it for Madden.
I tell you what, okay. I will take the Chicago Bears and beat everybody.
They're saying
I will take the Bears.
$20.
I will start Mike Glenn and Long Neck and win.
$20 entry fee. Winner take all.
$20.
$20 entry fee. Winner take
all. Money now. All
right. That's what makes it competitive, man, and not soft like the rest of these professional sports.
Now, are we playing in house? Because I'm a trash talker. You know, when I play Madden,
we want you to talk trash.
We want you to talk trash.
I'm okay with it.
You will not be fined anything.
We will not suspend you. We will not take away your Madden player.
We don't believe in sportsmanship.
All
right. I'm on competition.
We believe in busting ass. Shout out Kobe Bryant. Happy belated birthday, Kobe. Bust somebody's ass.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I can't wait for this. It'd be great. All right. As we were talking about a little bit, there's a big fight this weekend, right? John Jones is fighting. Oh, no.
John Jones is fighting the Nevada system. State Commission again for failing another test.
Mike Tyson, Carrot Top. I mean, who else? No, Conor McGregor.
Joe Lewis is coming back.
Joe Lewis.
Oh man.
Well, anyway, we got McGregor and Mayweather this weekend. I heard the pay per views would be $1 billion.
That's where most of the money is coming from.
They said it's already broke the records of buys in the UK in digital buys.
Because all the celebs that are going to the fight, they got their tickets for free. And celebs don't pay for anything.
All for somebody to take a dive.
do you think it's going to be competitive at all?
No.
Why?
Maybe the first two rounds.
First two rounds is going to be exciting. Then someone's going to give the signal, like the paycheck signal, or someone's going to hold up like a big paycheck.
Or like
something.
In the movie Snake Eyes when old boy yelled out, "Oh yeah, he's going down!" and he took a dive. Yeah,
I love the reference. By the way, I love that movie. It's one of my all-time favorite.
Which
Nicolas
one? Snake
Cage
Eyes
movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Nicolas
was pretty
Cage
good.
Was great. Anyway, going back to the match, man. Who was I listening to the other day? Colin Cowherd and somebody talking about it. Sugar Ray Leonard. They said Sugar Ray Leonard said 6 or 7 rounds because by the 6th or 7th, Floyd's gonna punch him up so much they don't stop him.
Yep.
They don't stop the fight.
You've got to
understand so bloody.
What you got to understand about those boxing guys? They're also biased toward their sport. They're not gonna give McGregor any shot because it makes him look bad.
I don't give McGregor a shot either.
No, it's gonna go. It has to go 12. It has
to. It doesn't
to.
Need to go 12.
It
if
has to.
If it's an exciting action fight and it goes 6 or 7, someone gets knocked out, you'll feel like you got your money worth. You get 12 rounds of what Mayweather did to Pacquiao, fans are going to be pissed.
Because if it's 12, that's even more in Floyd's favor.
Sugar Ray also said they. He asked him about Cowherd asked him if he had ever been if being hyped up ever got to him. He said he was a huge favorite over Roberto Duran.
Oh yeah,
and he lost that fight. Now Roberto Duran is a boxer, but still, I mean, you think could affect Mayweather him being an overwhelming favorite?
No, that's true. I just the thing is everybody's saying, is he really going to land a punch?
McGregor?
Is he really going to land a punch on Mayweather?
Yes.
I'd give him two rounds.
He's going to land some punches because he's going to be close enough. They're going to hit each other.
It's
and now, if he's hitting cleanly or if he's hitting more shoulders and arms and stuff, then
he's going to get powder. He's going to get counterpunched to death.
But McGregor's shot is so precise. He's so accurate with his left hand. He's going to land a couple. Whether he clips him hard enough to knock him out, I don't know. But he's
going
to land some
so
shots.
So you're going McGregor? That's what it sounds like.
No, let me be clear. If I'm betting money, I'm putting it on Mayweather. I'm not stupid.
Okay.
But I'm pulling for McGregor. I also think it's going to be a lot more competitive than what everybody gives it credit for. I think it's going to be a competitive fight. I think if Floyd says what he – if Floyd does what he says he's going to do, which he said in an interview recently, he needs to redeem himself after the Pacquiao fight. He said he's going at McGregor. If he goes at McGregor, he's going to get knocked out. And that because that's not one. That's not Floyd's style.
No.
Two, he's not going to take too many of those shots.
That would be a big mistake on his part.
If they trade blows, he won't win that.
They went to 8-ounce gloves in this fight, right?
They did.
Which favors Floyd again? Yeah.
But it also which Floyd has fought most of his career in 8-ounce gloves, but. Conor fights in four-ounce gloves.
Right.
So it helps
Floyd
him both.
Floyd hasn't knocked anybody out in 20 years. Literally.
99, yeah.
Well, my fault.
Depending on
the
last woman he beat up.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
And like I said, he doesn't need to knock anybody out. Man.
Well, he knocked Victor Ortiz out, but that was a cheap shot.
Keep your damn hands up.
You better keep your hands up. That's what that is.
That was cheap, man. That doesn't even count. That was cheap.
Keep your hands up at all times in that ring.
Man, he went to apologize and hug. Like, hey, look, man, I'm sorry. Boop, boop. Two-piece to do.
Was there a bell? you keep your hands up at all times.
Victor Ortiz heard a bell.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking forward to the weigh-in tomorrow night. The weigh-in, I think, is going to be so crazy. Fans are going to have that place packed. It's going to be so much stuff talked during the weigh-in.
I'm tired of the trash talk, and I didn't think I would be. I'm tired.
You're done with it.
There's no new material now. It's all just regurgitated stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just ready for the
fight.
Any of y'all checked out the Showtime special? The 4 weeks leading up to it.
No,
I haven't watched.
Yeah, I watched a couple. The All Access.
Was there one?
Thing.
I didn't even know there was one.
They
was
did. The UFC was doing their embedded series that they always do, which is behind the scenes, and then Showtime was doing like a All Access. They're actually really good. They were actually well put together.
They do great production on those shows.
Shout out to Showtime.
Absolutely. You know, thinking about the fight, man, to me, Floyd needs to knock him out. Mm-hmm. For not only for him, for boxing. Because you're saying UFC guy can last with you in 12 rounds in boxing. And I know Floyd's not that type of boxer. But, dude, this needs to be one of those fights he lays somebody out.
If this was a heavyweight fight, yeah. I'm expecting Floyd and McGregor to entertain us for 12 rounds.
Let me tell you something, though. If Conor McGregor catches Floyd and knocks Floyd out, you might as well just hang up the rest of the preseason because you're not going to hear about it. It's all going to be Conor McGregor.
Oh, this is the biggest upset since Buster Douglas.
It's going to be bigger than
it's
that.
It's the biggest upset ever.
Right. That's
boxer,
what I mean.
Because he's not a boxer.
Well, no. You're right. But I'm saying since Buster Douglas, there's not been an upset in boxing. This would be bigger than that, right?
And most of us look at Floyd Mayweather as one of the greatest pound for pound of all time. Mm-hmm. And for him to lose to a non-boxer?
In his professional debut?
Right.
Yeah. Is this counting against his record?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a true.
So the record is on the line?
The record's on the line. The legacy, record, everything. Yeah,
because he's 50-0, he wins this.
Yep.
And he'll be
and he'll break the record.
Break the record.
Rocky Marciano's record.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot riding on this.
Everything is riding on Floyd.
I'm thinking, I'm going to be honest with you, maybe.
Some more separate stuff right now. This goes into the 49-0 record.
Yeah.
Another thing that people haven't taken into account, when they only have to weigh in at 154, 155. Conor McGregor on fight night will probably be 160, 165. He doesn't have to weigh 150 the night of the fight. He just has to weigh in at that. And Floyd can't move past 150 because he'll be too heavy. Conor walks around at 160.
I think Conor might grab him with a punch, but I don't know, man. Floyd barely gets hit in boxing matches.
Yeah. And by real boxers.
Once you hydrate up 15 extra pounds in a day, man, by the time the fourth, fifth round, sixth round gets here, that extra weight starts catching up to you.
How much is it going to affect him after that fifth round? How tired is Conor going to be? Because he doesn't fight more than five rounds. I know UFC fight, you know, five rounds at 5 minutes is a lot, but dude, 12 rounds.
Then how is it going to be when he can't connect? Is he going to get frustrated? Is he going to?
This is where the entertainment part comes in.
This is where he needs to land a punch in the first three rounds.
Because if he's just swinging and missing the whole fight, he's going to get frustrated.
That's where Floyd wins it. Yeah. He's patient. When they get frustrated, you know, they start wailing shots, and then it's over.
Remember the Pacquiao fight? How many blows did Pacquiao miss in that fight? Over 400?
It was like 400.
He missed 12 rounds worth of punches.
I mean, 400 punches thrown and what, like 11 landed? Yeah, it was a ridiculous number. It was insane.
Yeah. That fight was probably 2 or 3 years past overdue.
Right. Yeah, all right, who wins the fight and what round?
Mayweather in four.
Mayweather in 12.
I'll say Money May in eight.
Owen McGregor in five.
Five.
I like that prediction.
McGregor in five. Yeah. If it goes past five, he don't have a shot. McGregor in five. If he's going to win it, he's got to be early.
I'm going to say Mayweather nine. I don't know. I can't. I'm pulling for McGregor, but we'll see. What will this mean for America? I mean, you know, you hear all this stuff about the racial divide and everything. Do you really think there's a racial divide in this?
If you look at boxing, period, it always is. If a black fighter is going against a Hispanic fighter, the blacks are going to go with the black fighter. The Hispanics are going to. It's always a racial divide. That's the one sport where there's always a racial divide all the time.
The only reason this one is different to me is people do not like Floyd. Black, white, whatever. People do not like Floyd.
But the thing with this fight is I think they use the racial divide to sell it. Mm-hmm. They haven't had to use the racial divide. They haven't had to use Conor's white, Floyd's black to sell this fight. It sold itself.
They're both. People don't like them both.
Yeah, people hate Conor because he runs his mouth too much. People hate Floyd because he's a dick outside.
Those Irishmen, though.
Well, they come in herds. Well, even the Irish people don't like McGregor.
No.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Irish people don't like
this
McGregor.
This is like the lesser of the two evils.
Because, you know, McGregor's from, like,
somebody actually compared it to the election.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, that's so two evils. Right. Who you want?
As far as that, yes.
All right. Did you want to finish what you were saying?
I guess because McGregor's from Ireland also, but the streets was, I mean.
From
the,
Dublin.
The gutter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the upscale Irish people can't stand them.
Oh, no.
They can't stand them.
All right. Moving to the next big story of the week. Kyrie got traded to the Celtics for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and Zizek, and a Nets 2018 first-round pick. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on the trade?
Bad move, Ainge.
Really? Why do you think it's a bad move for Boston?
Bad move for Boston because they added money to the books. I felt like everybody was pressuring Ainge, media per se. He never made a big move. He has all these picks. He never does anything with them. And now he does it to get Kyrie. Kyrie, mind you, before LeBron, he was injury prone. He hasn't.
With LeBron, he's been injury prone.
But he was all-star before Lebron, too. Don't forget that, though. He was one of the best point guards Kyrie's in the league before LeBron.
These last few years.
Kyrie wanted his own team. Still don't see him with his own team.
I mean, he will be the man in Boston.
He's definitely the best player in
the
team.
Who else they going to lean on? Marcus Smart? Gordon Hayward's a good player. Hayward's an all-star player. He's not a superstar. Right.
I don't think Cleveland got better.
You don't think
and everybody? And you know what's funny? Everybody thinks they did, and I don't think so either.
Isaiah Thomas is a smaller Kyrie Irving
who doesn't
play defense and shoots the lights out of
there
it.
You go.
I would agree on one thing, but I was listening to Cal Herter today. He actually made a good statement. Kyrie, Kyrie is take it to the basket. Isaiah's more of a jump shooter than Kyrie is.
Didn't Isaiah shoot like 8 free throws a game last season?
No,
but 8 free throws a game?
Golden State will eat Isaiah Thomas alive. Yeah.
No, but the big win for Cleveland was Jay Crowder. Now you can put length out there on the floor. You're not going to out-talent Golden State, but if you can put some length out there and try to beat them up with Jay Crowder and Jeff Green and LeBron James.
I guess Jay Crowder's their Durant stopper now.
That does not exist.
Sure
exist.
Sure doesn't.
Honestly, I think it's not like – I don't want to say it's a bad trade for both teams.
Both teams got weaker, if anything.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think Boston stayed the same.
Good trade on both ends, but at the same time, it made both teams kind of weaker.
Either way, whoever's coming out of the East is going to be Boston or Cleveland.
And they're going
to
get swept.
Even with the trade.
And they're going to get swept.
Yeah. I think Kyrie helps Boston, but getting rid of Jay Crowder hurts them. But I think if Kyrie can stay healthy – I think he does great in Boston.
And I think, but he has to change his game to be more of a facilitator too.
Yeah, he's going to have to run it there.
Yeah.
Whereas LeBron ran it in Cleveland.
Where Brad Stevens, I think, is an awesome enough coach to he'll figure it out.
And Boston still doesn't have a shot blocker.
In long term, it helps Boston too because long term, Isaiah and LeBron walks after the season.
Oh yeah, LeBron probably goes to the Lakers.
So
after this year,
the pick that Cleveland got. The pick that Cleveland got.
The Nets.
Which possibly could be like a top 3 pick.
Well, they're talking about it could be the kid from Duke.
And whoever it is will be the new face of the Cleveland Cavaliers franchise, pretty much.
Well, I mean, you still got Kevin Love will be there, unless you trade him. But they're set up for better in the future than they would have been if they kept
Yes, Kyrie. That's right.
They had to make the trade.
Boston
is going to be better. With Kyrie, I think they're better because Jason Tatum – is going to have a chance to be a star.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's going to give a chance to be a star. And those two guys, I think, are going to be really good.
I think so, too.
I think Boston's going to be better than we think.
I think Tatum might win Rookie of the Year.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But even with that, but Boston still has three picks next year.
Right.
They could have used that pick to go ahead and draft a nice young point guard or a nice young center. And you keep that young core nucleus playoff minded.
Ain't just trying to go all in now.
Here's the thing, though. Kyrie Irving is one of the best point guards in the league.
And he's 25. Right?
And you don't have. And he's 25.
So exactly. You talk about young. He's 20.
He's
25.
Your face of the team for the next 10 years if you do it right. And don't forget, this guy's got a championship. The last time I checked, the reason Cleveland won the championship was because of Kyrie.
Now,
not because of LeBron. It was Kyrie in that game. It was Kyrie that hit that shot.
It wasn't LeBron that hit it.
And I guess the block before that, I think.
No, that helped.
That was two minutes ago.
I mean, LeBron didn't do anything
and
but just have a triple-double in game 7.
No.
11 of the Cavs, 18
If Iggy
points.
Makes that basket, there's no game-winning shot by Kyrie.
But Kyrie had to score 44 points to win that game for them. I'm just saying. Kyrie hit the shot, though.
When LeBron leaves Cleveland, you'll see the J.R. Smiths, the Kevin Loves, they'll go to. The only reason they went there in the first place was to play with LeBron.
Everybody goes to play with LeBron. Now, when you go and play with LeBron, you can't deal with LeBron as the leader and the way he gets on his teammates. Then Kyrie did, you got to get out of there. And he couldn't deal with it.
Kyrie deserves it, though. He deserves to be – he doesn't deserve to play second fiddle.
Right? He's a superstar player.
He's got his championship.
Now, did he commit to Boston?
No.
He didn't say he wanted to go to Boston.
No.
That's what would make this trade tragic if he doesn't. What I've heard is that he does want to sign with them after this season.
Because that was what whole, that's why this whole thing dragged as long as it did, because teams backed off because they knew that Kyrie wasn't going to sign long-term with
them. And plus, playing under LeBron's shadow, he was never going to make an all-NBA team, especially how loaded the guard position is in the NBA. Now, when you are the lead dog on the team – that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals, hey, maybe you can get a all-NBA team. And then you are qualified for that Supermax deal.
But the only thing about this trade with Cleveland, I think Cleveland helps because, first of all, I'm not sure about Jay Crowder offensively. You got to remember in the playoffs, he didn't score in double figures at all in that
game. He'd be all defensive.
Defensively, he was good. Yeah. Now, he wasn't a defensive stopper, but he was good.
What position does he play?
He's the three.
Right, that's the other thing. Where is he going to play?
Oh, well.
Because if you play LeBron at three, you don't play him at the four? And then you'll play
that's Kevin Love.
They right. have depth. They have depth. They have multiple lineups they can throw out
but
there,
But their depth problem was at the point guard and shooting guard.
And where it got
not
worse
at
to me.
Three.
Where
it was
got
at
worse.
The one and two.
They got Derrick they got, Rose. They got Isaiah Thomas. Between two of them, they could get some points.
Well, okay, time out. Derrick Rose, who's knees not healthy. Then you'll go Isaiah Thomas, who's 5'5".
With a bad hip now.
With a
who
bad
averaged
hip.
29 a game last
That doesn't
season.
Play defense.
And, doesn't play
Kyrie
any
didn't
defense.
Play any defense
well,
either.
But Isaiah Thomas was ranked the worst defender in the league. He's literally right. last no, in the league ranked
you,
defensively.
They actually played better defense when
with,
he didn't
with,
play.
Without him. Without him.
Listen, Isaiah
you're not
played
asking
great.
Isaiah Thomas to come in and play defense. You're going to ask Isaiah to come in and put buckets
up. He's
going
to have to stop.
On the board.
He's
going to
stop Steph.
Right, right.
He's got to stop
Steph. You only play Steph in the finals.
But hold on a second. Before,
you got different people to throw
before
at Steph.
Last year,
gonna stop at
before
Steph.
Last year, where was Isaiah Thomas? Anybody know? He Phoenix. Wasn't one of the top 30 players in the league.
Unfortunately,
I'm just saying.
He was sitting on the bench for Phoenix.
No, he wasn't. He was
right.
starting, wasn't he?
In Sacramento, when no. he played with
I think he was starting in Phoenix.
No. He started the last two
when
years.
When he's with Boogie Cousins, he did nothing in Sacramento. And he finally did something last year. So I don't. Yes, he scored 29 a game last year. That came out
of
nowhere.
Leading fourth quarter score in the league. The guy can get buckets. Mm-hmm.
LeBron James.
No, he can get buckets.
And the biggest difference between IT and Kyrie is Kyrie has to dance on you. He needs to dribble 14, 16 seconds to get a shot up. Thomas can come off a screen, knock down a three.
And the one thing Isaiah does have over Kyrie, Isaiah already proved he can lead a team.
Five foot nine.
We will,
heart big as the damn.
Are you talking
gym.
About to the playoffs?
Just to,
sure.
To the playoffs, to playoff. Wins, to win playoff wins.
I haven't seen playoff. He hasn't led them to playoff wins.
They won against
we don't
Washington.
Know
they got them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But he's done way more than Kyrie as far as that.
Oh, it's playoffs? Yeah, I agree.
No, not playoffs. Just regular season wins, too.
Oh, regular?
Yeah, I mean, that, too.
Playoffs, Kyrie's got the game-winning shot and how he played against Golden State in the playoffs.
But now,
every
I'm just talking about the lead dog now. Now, we're going to see what Kyrie gets. We'll see what he does in Boston. We'll see now.
IT is now, what, a 5'9" shooting guard. Because LeBron is the one.
Right.
Jay Crowder, because you still got Kevin Love, and you still have Tristan Thompson, sadly.
Sadly. Really sadly. I mean, but with the versatility, with Jeff Green, who's 6'10", Jay Crowder, 6'8", LeBron, 6'9", they have length. So if Tristan Thompson that showed up that was getting out-rebounded by Steph Curry is out there, you can sit his ass down and move Kevin to the five.
But if you're putting your hopes on Jeff Green, you're in trouble. You know?
I mean, we need you to hit. We need y'all to become the bad boy Pistons. If you want to beat the Warriors, y'all got to have some goons out there taking flagrant fouls.
You need Jesus.
They still got to score points with them, though.
They need some tall shooting guards and point guards.
Kyle Korver's
Nicholas
still on the
Batum
squad.
Will have been a great addition to this team. Batum is a big guy. All right, tall. They got to have some length.
They need what Golden State has. They need what
You can't tell me. Yeah, exactly.
Interchangeable
you
players.
You can't tell me when they play Golden State, Isaiah Thomas is going to be able to get a shot off against the largest arms in the league.
When Steph Curry is on him, he will get shots off. Nope. Steph Curry can't defend either.
They'll put
That's
Clay
true.
On him.
And you know, Steph will play. J.R. Smith.
What's the one thing that the Golden State Warriors do great? They hide Steph Curry's defense. Yep. They do.
True.
Because they put somebody else. Because
all he does is roam, play the passing lanes. And
that's it.
Get the steals.
He doesn't work on defense.
And let Klay Thompson get burnt for 40.
He did work on defense, they lost the championship.
Klay Thompson's defense in the finals, though, was terrific.
In
the playoffs.
In the playoffs, period. Yeah.
Period. Yeah,
I feel you. And the funny thing about him is he can get cooked for 40 because he's guarding Kyrie, one of the best ISO players.
Well,
in the
and that's but that's asking a lot when you're 6'7" to go guard Kyrie too.
So, lastly, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
With Derrick Rose being on Cleveland, also. You got the 2011 MVP.
I did forget about Derrick Rose.
You got the 2011 MVP, who was now the backup for the last pick in the 2011 draft.
The other stat you talk about. This is the first trade ever. The first pick got traded for the last pick in the same draft.
Yep.
So,
but the 2011 MVP is backing up the last.
And we forget
pick
about Zigzag.
Ain't that crazy?
Ante Zigzag. He's
a prospect.
They're talking and they're talking like he's going to play too.
The best thing about this is
your old big man can stretch the floor.
The best thing about this is Cleveland got the 2018 first round pick,
and which might be the number one pick.
It either adds a trade bait or you keep if LeBron and everybody else leave.
And this trade doesn't keep LeBron either in Cleveland, so
unless they say LeBron, here's 3 years and $210 million, I can't see you passing on $70 million a season.
The last thing, real fast. Actually, let's save this when we come back. We're gonna talk about John Jones and the Browns taking a knee. You're listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. You can catch us everywhere.
Have to see you.